Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Woo! It's the end of the week, and I'm ready to give it to you. Give it to you good.
Oh,
I'm talking about the celebrity news. Look at them all ripe and juicy and ready to go. My little Georgia Peach is there at Atlanta. How you doing?
Hey,
Headcrack has a problem with that.
No, good to see you, Headcrack.
No, he doesn't. He's
Can at least
rose.
Be like a plum?
Okay. Later in the show, Andrew Freund sits down with Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston to talk about their new movie. Is Rob Kardashian the smartest of all the Kardashians? I think he might have figured out a solution to the co-parenting game with China. It could be genius, but first, Headcrack, what do you got?
Well, it's that time of the year for celebrity psychic predictions. Oh, so for fun, we're gonna see which of these crazy predictions have a chance of becoming true in the new year. All right. So fun. So it might be a new couple alert. Reformed bad boy John Mayer and iconic singer Cher. I suppose you're gonna hook up.
Oh no.
I don't need somebody who's been passed around and
that's
with everybody.
Right.
She's exclusive. Like now, that's Cher.
But Cher is one of those people who likes to feel young. She likes to do youthful things. And John Mayer is one of those people who does things for the glory and guts.
Do y'all think that she could tame him though? Like this could be the last?
Not at all, but he would treat her body like a very delicate Wonderland. Well, guess who might be coming back to TV and getting another show?
Who?
Controversial comedian Roseanne Barr. And the psychic says the show will be a success.
No, but it's got to be something ridiculous. Like, she has to come back in the reboot of Good Times as Florida. You know what I mean? It's something just ridiculous. Like, wait, what? You cast who for what?
I would watch that religiously.
I totally
would. So there's a chance that this psychic is right.
I'd be a secret watcher, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Lady Gaga is going to win a lot of major acting awards, an Oscar, Golden Globe, for A Star Is Born, and this actually seems like it could be a possibility. People have been talking about her performance since the movie dropped, and she got all types of nominations on deck, so I think you can put a stamp on
that. That psychic is lame. I don't know who it was, but it's like, oh, really went out on a limb there, didn't you? Everybody's been saying, who's seen A Star Is Born? It's like...
Okay.
I mean...
Say that she's going to be the next EGOT person or something like that. But we already know she's good.
Yeah.
And active.
So Meghan Markle and Harry, they're going to be happy for now. But Meghan is going to have a Princess Diana situation with the paparazzi that could affect the marriage.
Don't you be cursing our princess.
No, but she's going to curse mine and let the black side of her come out.
She's going to curse out the paparazzi to parallel park the car going backwards.
Yeah.
So out of all of these ones, which one y'all think is the most likely to pop off?
Lady Gaga.
I mean, obviously, Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Roseanne's is going to one I'm predicting it's going to be true. Because Roseanne's a white woman. She's going to come back. She's sitting low right now, honey, because they didn't ostracize her. She's going to come back, and she's going to be a big star.
Maybe
she'll
come back and do a show with Monique. Because both of them been blackballed.
That's right.
And they're friends.
They're friends, too.
And they're friends. Yeah. There you go.
They need a show called Chocolate and Vanilla, No Racism.
The swirls.
Well, it's been almost 2 years since Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna ended their relationship. They ended it shortly after their baby daughter Dream was born. And after all of the allegations against Rob, I mean, there's cheating allegations, abuse allegations, and then, of course, all the revenge porn allegations. Now, they still have a daughter to raise, so how are they doing that? Well, they are apparently co-parenting baby daughter Dream without talking to each other at all.
Right, that is a dream.
They do all of their communication about their baby daughter through an intermediary.
I thought you were going to say, like, texting, because is that considered not talking?
No, that's talking. Because if you were texting, if Dennis was texting another girl, wouldn't you be like, "Who? What are you talking to somebody else for?"
No, they're not talking. They're texting.
Porsche.
I'm just now. Y'all know I'm playing. What? Are you talking? He wouldn't even be pressing. No,
that would be considered talking.
Does the intermediary stay there the entire weekend? Because if something happens and you have to contact China, you got to have that person right there to be like, "Hey, could you tell China that, you know?"
That's true. She seems to have a fever. Can you tell Black China that her ears might be aching, and what does she want me to do? Should I take her to the emergency room? And then you got to wait the intermediary.
No, that's too much. See, I would get frustrated and be like, "I'm just going to call his ass."
Have fun with that, Arlene.
Okay, now y'all heard of the dating app Bumble, right?
Yeah.
That's where the woman has to message the man first.
Sluts.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, my God,
Frank. I'm totally kidding.
And then I said I liked it.
It's like, right. Strong, confident
like
woman.
Like, I'm the master slut.
He called you a slut, didn't you?
Yeah, baby.
Well, the app is named Serena Williams as their global ambassador. Bumble's new campaign is called The Ball Is in Her Court, and the company aims to promote new features like Bumble BFF and Bumble Biz, which helps users make friends and business connections in addition to dating.
No, she's got two in her court and they're on her husband. She's married. This is a weird choice.
Well, y'all, the new campaign will coincide with the Super Bowl, but Bumble declined to say if there will be a TV commercial during the game.
No, they couldn't afford that part.
Because they paying Serena.
Exactly. Baby, no, indeed.
It'll be a social media campaign only.
Yes. A strong Facebook push.
And they're asking her to please retweet, repost.
This sounds like a replacement for Backpage. You know what I'm saying? Like, where it's an app where, like, only, like, the women can contact people.
Oh,
like,
that's what Backpage? Only the women can contact?
No, Backpage is for, like, I was about to say sluts, but it's, like, for, like, prostitutes, right?
Sexual
really?
Yeah. Well, I
need
to go there because I was thinking I heard about
therapist.
It.
Yeah. Right.
That's cute.
So has anybody used Bumble, all you ladies on the show?
Just the tuna.
No. Yes, it's my tuna, honey. In the blue game.
Bumblebee tuna.
That's it. Yeah,
that's Heidi's dating site.
That's good fish.
I thought it was chicken, like Jessica Simpson said.
Chicken of the sea.
Yeah, chicken of the sea.
Well, speaking of dating, Ryan Phillippe had an interesting message for one of his exes. You know him from the movies like Cruel Intentions and I Know What You Did Last Summer, but he's probably best known for being Reese Witherspoon's ex. I'm sorry, Ryan, but that's
the truth.
He
probably hates that, yeah.
Well, in a series of tweets that he has since deleted, Ryan said, "Hey, if you're an ex of mine, stop asking people you met through me for free stuff, because I don't, and it's a bad look for you. Love, Ryan."
Boy, get out of here.
Well, he also said, "Everybody keep being like, your ex calling for free and we don't know her like that." Shaking my head. "Frankly, I'm tired of hearing about it. Find your own."
Well, yeah, I mean, think about that.
Like, what could he offer?
He cannot be talking about Reese.
No, he's not.
She has her own connections.
She can get whatever she wants.
Exactly.
But you know, you start dating somebody, and then you meet somebody super famous through them, then you break up, and then you reach out to that person like, "Hey, I see you're going to be in town for your concert. Yes. I was wondering if I could get, like, 4 tickets."
Yeah, from Ticketmaster.
It's uncomfortable.
You can't.
It's uncomfortable. If you break up with me, you break up with all my hookups.
I feel the same way.
You don't get to go to
Don't let me find out you done called my people.
Yep, use the bartender we love. Yep. Don't call nobody.
Talking about you done made friends. Now, don't network on my damn dime.
For girls, this used to happen a lot, like, because I would date somebody. Me and all my girlfriends would go party with the guy, drink with the guy, and then now we break up. They still want to go have shots with him. No.
Because he's paying for everything. Find you somebody else that'll pay
for
everything.
He's going to hit that.
Not the people I introduced you to.
He sure is, honey. Yeah, they're going back for more than drinks, honey. They want to...
She heard the story she was telling Portia.
He can't be my friend no more then.
Yeah, Portia, you never talked about how good he was or something like that, right? Made him curious?
No, I never did that.
He showed them how good he was by buying them drinks and doing everything. They knew, honey, he had unlimited coins.
No, if it's good, I don't talk about it. If it's bad, I talk about it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to blow you up if it's bad. When it's good, I'm like...
After the break, we're going to ask Portia about the confrontation that's teased to happen during Sunday's Housewives show. So I can't wait to talk about that. Also, Ellen makes Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell cry.
Aww.
After the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS. Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS. And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again, Headcrack.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up?
You guys know I'm such a sucker for love, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we also love Ellen DeGeneres here on our show. And on Thursday's episode, actor Dax Shepard sat down with the talk show host only to have his wife, Kristen Bell, bring him to tears.
Oh.
Take a look.
We have a question from Kristen Bell. Stand up. Yes.
Hi. Yeah.
What would you recommend getting someone very special, like a spouse, for their birthday? Or how would you spoil them on their birthday?
Uh-huh. I would say, please, please, please give that person love and support for 11 years. Give them two beautiful baby girls. And you're good.
You're kind too.
Oh, nice. See, that's how you do love and romance. I'm just trying to think of, like, if Frank ended up on Ellen and his wife was a surprise in the audience.
What are you talking about? I cry every time I see my wife. Oh, you mean happy tears?
What the hell are you doing here? Sit down.
I was like, it wasn't a horrible dream.
Frank, no, be for real. Cut all that crap to the side. What do you do to, like, keep your love fresh with your wife? Because for her to still be with you, you're doing something. What do you do?
I argue with her. I think that, some people love to have that kind of drama. But it's just like, it's fun sparring, and it keeps it spicy, I guess.
Yeah, and it leads you to the bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Is that what you do, Headcrack? What do you do?
What's for me and mine is what's for me and mine.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess he told you. I feel the same way.
Okay. All right, y'all. Moving right along to some juicy tea.
Juicy.
Now, Portia, it's time for the Real Housewives of Atlanta update. So, Portia, niece, darling, come on. Now, it must be the pregnancy hormones, baby, because your name, honey, is in everything but prayer.
What, Gary?
Her name is in everything but prayer, baby, this season, child. Now, people are already going crazy on Twitter about the preview for Sunday's upcoming episode of You and Miss Candy.
Oh, what so now?
Let's take a look, honey, and we'll see.
Todd wanted his 45th birthday party to be Michael Jordan themed. It was so fun. And then Portia got put out.
Security dragged me out of there.
Portia started chest bumping me on my back.
She chest bumped you?
Her team kicked me out of her party and then put all this horrible stuff in the blogs. You're not my friend.
Clearly.
Hey, you haven't even shown any type of sympathy for what happened in the situation.
You always become the victim.
I'm nobody's victim, bitch.
You're calling a bitch.
I'm calling you a bitch.
Man, take your ass out with that bullshit.
You are fake as hell. You are fake.
It gotta be those hormones. You Portia. Never cursed as much as you was cursing, honey.
I definitely not drop. Okay.
Yes.
It was a good time at first.
Right.
And then it got really dramatic with one of my ex employees. And she...
Oh, that's the one you had on the little white pom-pom fluffy shoes.
Yeah, and I just went in to see about it in the alley real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then...
Oh, my gosh.
and so it just... You have to see it.
So, Portia, could you give us the famous line again?
What?
You ain't no bitch.
I ain't nobody's victim, bitch.
I want you to say it for me, Gary.
I ain't no victim, bitch.
Coming up, Andrew Freund sits down with Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston to talk about their new movie, The Upside, and you do not want to miss that. It's coming up after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. We always love the days around here at Dish when our friend Andrew Freund stops by. And every time he stops by, he has really cool stuff to tell us about. So what's going on today?
Today I sat down with Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston for their new film, The Upside. Now, I will say, there's a little serious undertone to the film, and we're going to see a side to Kevin that we don't normally see. However, it still pulls in a whole lot of laughs.
Well, I can't wait to see this interview.
All right, let's see it.
Have you ever changed a catheter?
No.
Pinch the head, insert.
I can't feel it.
Oh, well, I can.
If you guys were going to describe what type of film this is, what type of movie is it?
This is a film that touches on emotion and heart and really shines a light on what should be valued versus what some think should be valued. That would be my assessment.
If you guys were gonna hire, let's say, another celebrity to be a life coach, to be a mentor, who would that be and why?
Oh, it absolutely would be Tom Hanks because...
Wait a minute.
And I'll tell you why.
Right at me.
Yeah.
You looked at me as if it was me.
Oh, I'm sorry if I gave you that impression. No.
A little misleading. Who would I... If I had to choose a life... I mean, who's... I want somebody accomplished that's done it all. That has went from the world of television,
check,
to movie, comedy, to dramatic.
Check,
who else?
Check those boxes off.
An award-winning actor.
Boom, good boom.
You know what? Yeah,
bring it all
okay.
Home.
I would 100%. I would go with Brad Pitt.
Bing!
If I really thought about it.
I mean, Brad's Brian's twin, basically.
Well.
Basically.
Well.
I look in a mirror and I go, hey, Brad, good morning.
Well, wait a minute. Do you actually say that?
Well, because he's actually with me in the morning.
In the morning, that's what I
say. Should I say that? Yes. Probably shouldn't say that.
In the mornings, we're actually together. So I greet him by
yes.
saying,
good morning, Brad.
Brad.
You want to feed your soul? Then listen to its clean. Think about what you're trying to do to me.
You play kind of an unlikely caregiver in this film. Let's say if you guys weren't acting, what would be your other traits? What would you want to do? What do you think you'd be good at?
I'd be a model.
A model?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I don't understand.
Like
what
a model car.
No.
You know, or
talking a full-fledged
big
runway.
Ship.
Runway model, I would have.
One of those ships that are inside a bottle. That's
I
what it would be.
My pick of the litter. Name a brand.
Litter. It would have litter, like cat litter. And I wouldn't pick a model because that would be too cliche because I'm gorgeous.
Yeah.
So I'd probably go against my great good looks and do something that people, you know.
You would sell Tupperware.
Yeah. Door to door.
Door to door.
Hello. Is the lady of the house home?
Is the lady of the house home?
And be sure to watch Dish Nation on Monday because Andrew is going to be on the red carpet at the Golden Globes.
Oh, no big deal.
And we're going to have that for you here on Dish Nation on Monday. Also coming up, a housewife is getting some shade for her new look. And we'll have who that is after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, Portia, your buddy and I guess boss or former boss, Andy Cohen of Bravo, was recently on a beach and he ran into another housewife of New Jersey and posted this pic on the gram. Take a look.
Who's that? She looks like she should be on the Atlanta show.
That's Teresa Giudice.
Black is back.
Well, I think you said it looks like she should be on the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Absolutely.
Is that too tan?
I think
she's from Jersey, guys. Yeah. All right,
Jim Tan
so we
Laundry.
Already know
Jim
the
Tan
Jersey
Laundry.
Shore, the Jersey people. This is how they tan.
It's so tough being white, and you know,
you're
trying to get a little color on you, and you go, and maybe you don't want to do the UV rays because you've heard bad things, so you go for the spray tan, but then you got to stretch your knuckle skin out so it doesn't all get, you know, so it gets inside
and then,
the knuckle
and then it gets on your nail bed. When I lived in Cincinnati, Ohio, if you're watching Cincinnati, what's up?
The sunshine capital of America.
I had a basement back in the Midwest. You can in a basement, as you guys know, and I had a tanning bed in my basement. There are some pictures of me. I hope I can find them, where I look ridiculous.
Oh, no.
It's like...
Yeah, see, you were overdoing it.
Overdoing it, because you feel like if you feel happy when you get out, and then, you know, if you can't tone it, tan it kind of thing. Like,
they
oh,
They didn't
no.
know if they were seeing a cute woman or Hollywood Hogan.
I'll tell you what, you gotta get it, brother. You gotta get a tanning bed in your basement, brother. That's why you look like this, brother.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.